It's interesting. I was just talking about the Greensboro weight loss, and yesterday I did that body fat scan. BB Shea and I had almost the exact same day. What is it called? We're going to the gym now together. And when you first start, this was BB Shea's second visit, they'll let you step up on this machine and you have to spread your arms and put your thumbs in one place. One thumb up your butt and one thumb.
Yeah, I thought I was converting to Scientology for a second.
It was really something.
I thought they were reading my feet and levels.
Yeah.
But it was a full body scan.
That's what they call it.
And it tells you a whole readout of like how much body fat you have, your like bone density and stuff like that.
How was your body fat percentage?
Well, less than 50%, which made me very happy.
All right. Well, yeah, good.
That's good. Good for you. You're not half fat.
Correct. Yeah.
It's an eye-opening procedure.
It is, yeah.
When you do it.
But my bone density, off the charts. Wonderful.
Love it.
Good for you. Biggie says that when he was a kid, he had such great bone density that his dentist told his mother, if anyone ever breaks his jaw, it'll be amazing. His jaw is that good in bone density. You got that going for you.
Yes.
That's a flex.
And my mother did not care for it.
And you've never had your jaw broken?
No.
Impossible.
There you go. Yeah. He was right.
I've never been, I'm not a fighter. Mm-hmm. I think I've been hit in the face once and it terrified me. But my mother did not care for that comment. We never went back to that dentist.
Doesn't seem that out of line to me.
Yeah, he just kept going on, and he's even said, he's like, do you mind if I send his x-ray around to some colleagues?
Because of your jaw.
Because of my jaw at 12 years old.
It was so firm.
Firm, yeah. And I remember him saying that. My mom was like, why would you say that? Like, why would you tell me that? And we never went back. She said, we're finding a new dentist.
It doesn't seem that out of line to me.
You got a strong jaw.
Yeah, I didn't have that. I mean, I was 12. I thought it was cool.
And if a doctor tells you that and he's so impressed by it that he wants to show his colleagues, you should be like, do they want to interview me too?
Yeah, I don't know if she didn't care for that part. She just was like, that was an odd
experience. Or because he brought up breaking it, like somebody would be likely to punch you in the face. Like,
I guess,
when you're talking, he was running his mouth a lot in here.
Yeah, I guess when you talk about a 12-year-old getting hit in the face, maybe it feels a little awkward.
It doesn't seem that out of line to me.
Yeah.
I could see a doctor saying that, and I wouldn't have any problem. Well, my doctor, when I had my vasectomy, he said after it was done, if you ever impregnate another woman, that child will probably grow up to be Pope. That's how special it'll be, because I got your vas deferens just right. The vas deferens is the tube that carries the sperm.
Okay.
And what he did, instead of just cutting it, he cut it in two different places, took out that piece, and soldered off the other two ends. So he's like, there's no way. He said, there's no way. And he's like, if you ever impregnate somebody, that child's going to be president. Or he's like, that's something. Which is really a flex on his own.
Yeah.
He's like, which I appreciate.
Yeah, normally my hands are a lot more shaky. What?
Yeah. You know, the best joke I ever heard about a vasectomy was told by Tom Simmons years ago. He's a Two Guys Named Chris comedy all-star. When he was getting his vasectomy, and you know Biggie's a stand-up comedian as well, was at the time. And so Tom Simmons said he was getting his vasectomy, and Tom Simmons, as a comedian, was cracking jokes as it was being done. And the doctor looked up and said, now whatever you do in the next 30 seconds, don't make me laugh. This is a very delicate part of the procedure. So Tom Simmons says he started doing Biggie's act.
Rude.
So that there'd be no way he would laugh.
Ouch.
I know. Exactly.
Uninitiated attack there.
I have to say, though, even after that doctor told me, if you ever have another child, it'll be Pope, my sperm stayed viable for some time.
That's a flex on you.
I don't know.
It is. I mean, we were at the time.
Yeah.
We were impressed at the number of times you had to go back.
I had to go back three times.
Yeah.
They were still in there.
Most time, people just won. After one, they're like, yeah, okay.
Wait, this is the time that there was the sperm in the car.
Yeah. When I had the wreck. I had the wreck. That's right. That was the third time.
Yeah.
That was it. I had to create sperm and then drive it across town as fast as I could and give it to them. So it was still fresh. You know, they couldn't wait.
You couldn't do it there in the office?
I never felt comfortable in the office.
They gave you the magazines and all that and it didn't work?
It's too sterile environment. I couldn't do it.
Can I ask a dumb question about vasectomies? Please. I feel stupid asking this, but I've always wondered, when you get a vasectomy, are you still able to produce? Like, does it, you can.
It's a great question.
Okay. You can.
I don't think it's a dumb question.
You can still ejaculate, right?
I asked that question, but I didn't use the word ejaculate. I'm uncomfortable with that word. I said to the guy, the doctor, I was like, now, will it still be like, you know, and I did the hand motion.
They're just a lot sadder. I have no reason to live.
I've heard the first ejaculation after the vasectomy is the best one ever.
It was
talk about it.
October 5th, 2008.
Yeah. I crumbled.
It's a moment that stands in time.
I've never known a guy not to brag about that one.
Great, great ejaculation after the first one. Yeah, after the first one, after the vasectomy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Should have done this years ago.
Fantastic. Yeah, but I asked that question. I was like, now, will sex still be the same? He's like, yes, you'll produce the exact same. It's just, which is really kind of weird to me. It's like, I guess the tube carries just the sperm.
Yeah.
The semen remains.
Yeah.
The
sperm does not.
Jim, you're talking about the doctors commenting on Biggie's jaw and my vasectomy. Go ahead.
Well, first, did you say Jim with an M as a monkey?
Did I say Jim?
It's Jen, blogger Jen.
I might have said Jim. I'm sorry. Oh, Jen. Oh, I didn't know you were blogger, Jen. I'm sorry. Mike, I can't see. You know that. Too much ejaculate.
I'm going blind.
What are you going to do here? Go ahead, Jen. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, I was calling because my son, when he was about 9 months old, had the worst case of hand, foot, mouth my pediatrician had ever seen.
Really?
It was diffused all over his body because he had eczema really bad. Mm. And so he took pictures of my kid. And for about 5 years after that, he'd be like, I have a picture of you in my phone.
Right.
And I guess he got a new phone since then. Haven't heard him in a while.
Did it bother you that he still had a picture of your kid because of the medical reasons?
No, not even a little bit. We love our pediatrician. So yeah. Didn't bother me at all.
Wouldn't bother me either. Thank you, Jen. Always great to hear from you. That's blogger Jen. She's been our friend for years. She's got a bunch of kids too, so she can speak to all that. Remember the time I had that thing on my back and the dermatologist?
Yep.
I had this weird-looking thing on my back. It was like a raised mole, and they had to remove it. And when I went to the dermatologist, he looked at it and said, oh, I got to get Diane in here to see this.
Yeah.
Diane, come here.
Come on.
By the end of it, like three people were like, geez, I've never seen you like that.
Should I be concerned? Oh, yeah.
At least it was just on your back.
I mean, I wouldn't have known it, except I was at the beach, and I was walking in the ocean. My wife said, you got something on your back. And it was a big black mole, and when they took it, I could really feel it. You know, it was like they had to really dig around.
Was it questionable?
Yeah, they sent it off, but it was okay.
Okay.
It turned out benign. But then, like next time I saw him, they checked it out a month later or whatever. He goes, I didn't want to let on, but I was really concerned about that.
Yeah, Diane cried after you left.
She quit. Where's Diane? You were her last
Here's
patient.
It. She was doing
the last patient. That's it. Hot Water Willie, you're talking about ejaculate. Go ahead.
I got to give my man $20, so I want to send him a Visa prepaid card, whatever. I lost that bet. Mm. Anyway, how about this, Kelly? I had prostate cancer, so I had my prostate removed in 2024, and now I have dry orgasm.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about
it's
that.
The prostate.
I've heard about that. Still the same feeling, though.
Yeah, it's a very slow progress. So right now, it's been 2 years and a couple of months, and you start having erections about a year later. I don't take any pills, but it is weird. But you still have that feeling, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not 100%. So I recommend old man to get that prostate checked once a year, even at 40, and this way you can catch it. I mean, I caught it early. I just wanted to get rid of it. I was a horn dog anyway early, so I didn't care about not having erections or anything anymore.
Right, I understand. Well, good. I'm glad you did catch it early. At least there's that. And you're right. All guys should have that checked. Starting at about 40, I'm sure.
I was on some medication for a while that caused dry that. And it's actually a lot more awesome than you think.
It's got to be weird, though.
It's weird, but...
there's nothing to clean up.
Exactly. So you're just kind of like, all right, that felt great. On with my day.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I'm just saying.
It is weird.
Yeah.
But...
No muss, no fuss.
Exactly.
Right. But after about... 2 weeks, I was like, no, I'm kind of embracing this.
Yeah, saving money on tissues, you know?
Yeah, I was just like, I can do this wherever I want.
All the thrills without that messy cleanup. Hi, Biggie here for Dry Ejaculate.
Hey.
You should have been the guy to advertise that medication.
Yeah.
They're trying to get some more advertising on here. I'm ready. Yeah. Let's go.
I mean, at first, you're terrified, but then after a week or two, you're like, I don't mind this.
Jason, you're talking about vasectomies. Go ahead.
Hey, Chris. Yeah, you know how most men are afraid to get a vasectomy and they talk about, oh, it's scary, this or that?
Yeah.
Well, I had one several years ago, and the worst part of my vasectomy was when the male doctor washed my scrotum with warm, soapy water, and it felt good.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I know, that's right. You're like, oh, man.
You should not be doing that.
This should not feel good.
Is this necessary?
Yeah, he does that, and then somebody else comes in and is like, who was that? Yeah.
And then you find out there was an upcharge at the end, too.
I thought that was the doctor. No, I'm the doctor.
At the end, yeah, it's like, yeah, you know, he washed my scrotum. Who did? We don't do that. We don't. That's not a service we provide. They shaved me just a little bit. Yeah, they had. But at that, and then that's when I started shaving myself. I'm like, all right, I'll take care of this, you know? And, of course, you want to look good for the doctor.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I really did.
What'd you do? Didn't you shave his name into it?
Yeah.
when he saw it, was he like, ugh?
You know, they don't even react. I mean,
they've seen them all.
They've seen so many, you know. And then the disturbing part of it is there's a little pain. You know, not horrible. Days after you ice it and everything. But also, like, when he was soldering off the vas deferens, the tube, smoke starts to rise. It smells like bacon. You know, it smells like burning something on your stove.
I've been told that's the weirdest part is you see the smoke and
you do.
Oh, that's coming from me.
You do. That's true. Mike, you're talking about vasectomies. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've actually had two of them. My wife and I had two kids. We were done, had a vasectomy, went back, had all the testing, make sure it took itself. You know, everything was good. About 9 months later, my wife ended up pregnant.
Whoa. Were you suspicious that it wasn't your baby?
Well, of course. Yeah. You know, you have a vasectomy, so you assume that, what's going on here? So I called my urologist and let him know what's going on. He said, yeah, man, come on in. You know, we'll take a sample. We'll test it for you. We'll, you know, worst case scenario, we owe you that. I'm like, sure, great. Mm-hmm. So I go in, give another sample. He says, you know, normally we have these calls come in and we have to tell people, hey, buddy, you should probably get a lawyer. He said, but it's not the case. He said, you look like you've never had a vasectomy at all.
Wow.
It grew back together.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
Grew back together, completely just, you know, fixed itself. And so I found out that the urologist who did the first procedure actually retired about 2 months later. I mean, the guy was just staring me in the eyes while he was doing it, which I thought was super weird.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, man. Hey, buddy, can you kind of focus on what you're doing here?
But he was short-timing it.
He did a no-look vasectomy.
Yeah.
Like a waiter who doesn't write your order down.
I got it.
I'm not impressed,
doing this enough.
Yeah, it was kind of wild. So, yeah, so I ended up having to have two vasectomies within about a 13-month window.
Well, certainly the next one was free. They had to just throw that in for you.
Yeah, they comped the second one for me.
My goodness. Thank you, Mike. What a story. I was thinking his balls were like Biggie's jaw. They were so tough. It just grew
back. Yeah. I've never seen any like this before.
Can I take a picture of this? Send it out to my colleagues. It's unbelievable.
My Lord.